Welcome to the Soul Ties Podcast with love and life coach Dale Lawrence, helping you detox from toxic relationships.
Mayday, 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 what it is. It is the Soul Ties Podcast, May edition. I am your host, the love and life coach, and I got the people's bishop with me.
Yes, sir.
Bishop Kevin Form.
Listen, just like George, just know, what does he have, 6 or 7 sons? Something like that. but we ain't doing all of that. We ain't doing all of that. We just getting victories. We just getting victories.
Ain't nothing but victories going on, Bishop. Listen, it is the month of May. Actually, Cinco de Mayo. So happy Cinco de Mayo to all of our brown brothers and sisters who listen and support the Soul Ties movement.
I think that's just a Mexican thing. I don't think that's a Latin thing. I think that's just a Mexican thing.
Oh, okay. Well, they're brown, right?
This is true. Listen, for everybody. Tacos for everybody.
Oh my God. And I am a fan, let's be clear.
Listen, yes. We love everybody over here.
Yes, we do.
Listen, we love everybody. Black, brown, white, tall, short, everybody.
Listen, shout out to the local Mexican spot to Memphis that I frequent. Shout out to El Portan. Oh man, listen. I fools with my brown brothers and brown sisters. Well, check it out, man. You see the topic. I want to get right into it. Right into it. Immediately. It's bigger than what you see.
Wow. Bigger than what you see. Wow.
It's bigger than what you see. And let me give you my basis for this. I was on the road traveling from Cape Girardeau, and there was a storm to the left and to the right of me. I could see in plain view because that ride from Cape Girardeau to Memphis is just flat land. Like, you can see as far as the eyes can see. It's not like being in Tennessee where you got all these trees, and I feel like that's somewhat, you know, takes away from, you know, for me, seeing a great sunset. Like I love seeing sunsets in Florida because it looks like the sun goes down into the beach. Like if I'm on the beach looking at the sunset, ain't nothing like it. And I'm pretty sure if I was in the desert, it would be the same way. If I was in Nevada or Arizona, I just never seen the sunset there. And usually when I'm in Nevada, and we just came back from the Soul Ties Conference in Phoenix, Arizona. Matter of fact, let me take a pause for the calls. Phoenix was fire!
Incredible.
Phoenix,
absolutely incredible.
Phoenix was fire, let's be clear. Shout out to all of my Arizona people, man, that came out to the Soul Ties Conference in Phoenix. It was fire. Okay, but getting back to it, you know, yeah, so I'm riding, Bishop. And all of a sudden, God brings to my attention the story of Elijah sending his servant to look for a storm that it took him 7 times to go and look, Bishop, before he even saw evidence.
Evidence. Wow.
Now, mind you, he did not see the storm. He just saw a little cloud, which was evidence of what Elijah initially told him. And God began to speak to me, man. I'm telling you, it was just flowing. And he was like, it's bigger than what you see. Mm. He saw that little cloud, but Elijah told him there was a mighty storm about to come. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes, and even in relationships, you will overlook the largeness of where you're headed, where you're going, what God got in front of you, because you're too busy focusing on, check this out, the initial six, seven times he didn't see nothing. And then when he did see something, it was small. Take it away.
Well, let's go. Listen, you said it so well. I think the reality is this, and something that I've said a million times, but I'll say it a million and one, is that you're going to have to go through more counterfeits than fits, which means you're going to have to go through more false starts, frustrations, aggravations, demotivations, mystifications.
Work it, Bishop.
You're going to have to go through more of that to get to something good. And I think the significance of that is really important, because many people get tired. And I think this is the whole revelation, is that many people get tired and wore out from, dealing with the counterfeits, dealing with the misfits, dealing with all of those things. And if that wears you out, you never actually make it to progress. You never make it to results. And I think even for people, when you talk relationships, is that, you know, person, I've dated two people and it just ain't working. I'm two people. You haven't even done the numbers. And here's what's significant about that. He went seven times, right?
Yes, sir.
Seven times. So same is true, 1 Samuel 16, with seven of Jesse's sons. Jesse is David's father, King David, who would become King David. This is giant slayer David. Seven of Jesse's sons go before Samuel, the man of God, to be anointed king. It's none of those guys. And imagine if Samuel tires and never makes it to eight. Eight's a new beginning. Same thing with this story, is that I think there's something significant, because the reality is, you know, those six times he goes, on the seventh time he sees progress, right? And so when you look at that, it's the same principle. Well, what's six? Six is the number of man.
Yes, it is.
Seven is the number of shalom, completion, nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking, all as well. So I had to get to the end of me before I could get to the beginning of God. I'm done.
Reverend?
I'm done with this portion. but it's so true. So it's the same thing in relationships. Like, you're going to have to try it a few different ways. You're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to get bumped up. And I don't mean literally, but, you know, you're going to have to bump your head a few times. You're going to have to, you know, go through some frustration. You're going to have to go through that. And what's so refreshing about this is, number one, you're not alone. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. You're not.
Because people be wondering, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? I'm this. Baby, that's just the way it goes.
And listen, let me speak to the detractors. Let me speak to the criticizers that may hear that, because I remember you saying this to a certain individual that shall remain nameless, and. You know, she was like, well, I don't receive that. I got to go through six bad relationships. I have faith God send me one. But you can't beat principles that you find in the Bible. And number two, you can't beat the numbers, because God plays the numbers.
Yes, sir.
Six.
It's just that simple.
And then on the seventh, he strikes gold. David is son number seven.
Son number eight. He's son number eight. But see, he goes through seven. And therein lay the principle. Mm. Yeah. See, with the story you gave of 1 Kings, six is the number of man. So when he gets to the end of man, he sees progress. Because the seventh, shalom, right? David's the eighth son. He goes through seven. So, in other words, I needed to complete something in you so I could give you the new beginning. The point is this, is that there's always going to be a principle. Now, again, in the King scenario, it's seven. In the David scenario, it's eight. What's the principle? It's never the first.
And here's another principle.
That thing just sounded me. Wait a minute, love.
Well,
like,
oh, okay, go ahead.
Wait
go
a minute,
ahead.
Love.
Go
like,
ahead. Well, we're going to leave it in. We're going to leave it in right it, there. Let it marinate.
It's never the first. Mm. It's never the second.
Mm.
It's never the third.
Man.
In other words, the principle is perseverance.
Right. And that's where I was going next. Why do we have, I'm pretty sure you got people out there thinking, why do I have to go through that though, Dale and Bishop? Why do I have to go through six failures, six heartaches, six heartbreak? Why can't God just hit me off the first time around? Why can't he bless me the first time? Why go through the years and the pain and all of that other stuff?
Well, I think it's very simple. Is that people pay attention when they have to pay. You only pay attention when you have to pay because you're already paying, so you don't mind paying attention. And I think it's the same principle is that, well, and here's the thing. These numbers are principles. So the meaning six, the number of man. So how long is it going to take to get to the end of you thinking you know everything and the end of thinking that your way is the only way and your way is the right way? So when do we get to the end of you? So is that going to be two relationships or 10 or 40 or 50 or eight baby daddies? Or six baby mamas, or four. Like, how long do we have to get to the end of you?
Wow.
And again, the end of you just simply means you thinking it's your way, you're right, everybody else is bad, right. It's not you. And, you know, because a lot of people who go through bad relationships, like, it's just these men, it's just these women. You picked them.
Mm.
So let's deal with your picker. All right, okay, let's deal with David. Seven is completion. So how long will it take for God to complete you without somebody? Now, I'm going to shout again.
Oh, my God.
So because if you're going into a relationship to be completed, you're incomplete, which means you're not ready anyhow.
Mm.
You're not ready anyhow. Work. You're not ready anyhow.
Work.
Okay, so it's the principle. So is that five relationships? Is that seven relationships? Like, again, let me run it again.
Yeah.
Seven is the number of completion. They go through seven sons. David's the eighth, the new beginning. So they're not ready for David until they're complete. They're not ready for David until they're complete. So here's the deal. You're not ready for the right fit until you're complete, because you will find people who meet, right, here it is. They're going to match your deficits because you're not ready for your fit. You ain't ready. So how long does it take? How long does it take? Yeah, well, you know, ain't nobody perfect. God is not asking for perfection. He's just, watch me, but he is asking for progress.
Mm, that's good.
Like, you can't, he's not asking you to be perfect. And let's be clear, no relationship is perfect, but he is looking for progress. Mm. So at a certain point, you have to do, and this is one of the things that I think everybody's can do. Number one, I said, you're not alone, but here's number two. Number one, are you not only alone, but here's number two. But you already said it. You can't beat the principles. You can't beat the principles. But here's what I think number three is that don't look at anything as loss. Don't look at it as loss. Every relationship you've been through, what helped me to get to the end of me and what helped me complete me?
Yeah.
Or what helped complete me? So it's not loss. Like, I learned something. So it wasn't loss.
Mm-hmm.
I gave that man my 20s. Okay, great. Well, you got your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. You finna really trip over that. Instead, look at that. Grab the lessons out of it.
And that's what the
keep it moving.
That's it, man. That's what the key is. That people don't look at L's as lessons. They look at them as losses. And they don't trust the process, and they don't trust the God of the process. You got to trust the God of the process. You got to trust the fact that the word says that I will make everything, including your losses, including your mistakes, including your mishandles, including your bad picks, I will make everything work together for your good.
Correct.
Now here's the last principle I see in this, man, because this was a classic. The principle between seven and eight. Now let's go there. I like how you chopped it up and said six is man. Okay, so you have this one phase where it gets to the end of man, right? It gets to the end of your thinking. It gets to the end of your will and your way, right? And then seven in my story. All right. In my story, seven, you see something, but it is not, it still isn't it. It is a small indicator. It's a small indicator of what's to come. And what's to come is eight, now that's your story, David, where it is the new beginning, the new era, the one who defeats Goliath and sets a precedent for the next chapter in the next era. Now, I'm going to say this, and I want you to go with this. Listen, I believe from 7 to 8, what you're going to see, how you know one season of man is one season is coming to an end and where you're going to the next level is when your circle changes. When the people around you are not the people you started with, to me, that is a telltale sign of you're about to graduate to an eight, to a new beginning, to a new era, because the ones that were meant to take you to the point of six, man, or the point of seven, completion, are not meant to go in the new beginning. Talk to me.
Right. Right. Well, you know what? I love what you said, and I think let's use both of them. Let's just use both of them as something to take a look at. One is seeing the progress. And I think progress is somewhat understated because all of us like final product. I'm going to back it up. I'm going to say it again.
Come on.
I'm gonna say it again.
Give it to me.
Product, I think, is often understated because most of us like seeing final products. And so recognizing that the progress is sometimes the entirety of the principle. So he sees notice he sees a cloud that's as small as the size of a man's hand, which means this isn't a lot, but it's enough. It's enough to keep me excited. It's enough to keep me moving forward. It's enough for me to believe that there's greater. And then, you know, the prophet tells him that the storm is coming. In the example with David, you know, now you're ready. And when you talk about the circles changing, so what was the circle that changed in both instances? When you look at David, David was in the field. He's brought into the house. So here's the revelation. When Samuel was there to anoint the king, David wasn't even in the house, which means the new beginning wasn't even in their sight yet. I'll back it up and say it again. You hadn't even met him yet. I'll back it up and say it again. When you met him, where you met him didn't match where he was going to be. Okay.
Talk.
I'll back it up and say it another way. He was amongst the sheep, animals, but now he's in the midst of his brothers. And the Lord anoints him in the midst of his brothers. The environment changed. The circle changed. He had never interacted with the prophet, with the man of God. Now you go from the field to now you're interacting with the man of God. This was the big deal, especially in Hebrew culture. This was a big deal. And the man of God had personally come to your home to anoint a king. That was a big deal. When you look at the story, bouncing back to Elijah, with the prophet, is that Elijah, when he sees the cloud, pay attention, his servant sees it. The servant sees the cloud by himself, which means it was a state of isolation. So sometimes the circle changing is, watch me, is that the circle is eliminated. The circle is removed.
Wow.
Or you feel isolated. So whenever things start changing with people around you, that means God is about to change something purposeful for you. It always works that way. Always works that way. When God wants to bless you, he'll send somebody. When the enemy wants you to defeat yourself, he'll send somebody.
Oh, my God. Well, Bishop, on that note,
that's a lot of revelation.
Yeah,
today.
We
a lot
gave of revelation. You got to go back, listen to this over and over again. Salute to all of my soldiers that have been rocking with the Soul Ties podcast. Listen, this is one of them ones. Listen, soldiers, everybody listening all over the world, I want you to share this with at least two people. Two people. I want you to copy the link, text it to them, email it to them, and say, listen, this blessed me. I found something in it that may bless you. You need to hear this. I want y'all to share this one. Also, I want you to get in the comments and drop your city. Me and Bishop are going on tour. The Soul Ties Conference Tour is coming to a city near you. The Dynamic Duo. Two for one, baby.
Listen.
Two for one, one night only. We coming to your city. We want you to drop it in the comments. Where, and listen, where you want us to come. And before you know it, we go pop up and pop out.
Listen, I love it. And let me say something. If Phoenix is any indication on what is to continue to come, OMG.
Oh, it's man, listen, I feel it too. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. Listen, each and everybody, I want you to sign up to the Soul Ties Society. Now, y'all know, y'all listen to this. We do this. This is our monthly podcast. We drop every first of the month, and we do it every month. But Soul Tie Society, God told me to open up that Bishop for a year for absolutely free. Guess what they get? They get a weekly podcast, weekly dropped from us. They get my complete Soul Ties Detox online course absolutely free. They get exclusive content, the Soul Ties Conference, and interviews all absolutely free every week for the year of 2024. Absolutely free. And you sign up for it right now, y'all. Go to www.patreon.com/Dale Lawrence and become a part of the society. Y'all, this is one of the greatest movements. We building it from the ground up, one city at a time, one soul at a time. Be a part of the movement and let your soul glow like in Coming to America. I am
yes,
the Love and Life Coach, Dale Lawrence, and that man will still be the people's bishop.
Yes, indeed.
We'll see you June 1st, my birthday month. Oh, we going
yes,
up.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah, yes, baby. June 1st, baby. It's going to be a hot episode. My birthday month, I celebrate. Ever since I've turned 40, my rule is to celebrate the entire month of June. So, boom.
Well, listen. I'm just going to say this. I am not 40.
Yes. No, you're not. You're a young man.
But I've been celebrating it every single month since I was 18. That's all I'm going to say. And listen, but you got to celebrate the whole month. Everybody should make that a
but
principle.
But ever since you were 18, though, I mean, that's I didn't
ever
get the
since I was 18.
I didn't get the revelation of that until 40 because I felt like, you know, hey, a lot of, you know, statistically, me coming from Memphis and what I was involved in before I gave my life to God, I wasn't even supposed to make it to 25. But,
but you made it.
But I made it. And then I said, well, once I turned 40, I said, you know what? Life is not promised. A lot of people that started with me are no longer here. So I said, when I get to 40, baby, all month long.
Listen, I love it. I can't wait to celebrate with you. And in fact, we'll be doing something
the next tour date on the calendar will be in the M Town. It gotta be. It's Mr. Dale from the M Town. Yes, sir. So if you're listening and if you're in the Tennessee area, or if you just go travel and say, you know what, I wanna be at Dale's birthday celebration and the Soul Ties Conference, that's June 7th. June 7th, all roads lead to Memphis, Tennessee. So make the necessary and proper arrangements and meet us in Memphis 10 on June 7th. All you got to do is follow us on Soul Ties Trilogy on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, or go to the website, thesoulticesmovement.com, for all the tour schedules of the movement.
Let me say this too. Y'all follow me. Y'all get blessed and encouraged. I want to know. I want to hear these stories.
So they are, Bishop, they follow you, baby. They following both of us.
Listen,
you got a lot of followers, Reverend.
They need to say, that is true. It is a lot, but they need to say something. If they say, hey,
You know what?
They need to say
something.
Song says, come and talk to me.
You know what? They just listen. Our soldiers just listening. They're not their real vocal.
Well, they're going to need to talk because I don't do silent connection. You got to talk to me.
Jodeci said, come and talk to me. You heard the bishop.
That's what they said.
Be obedient.
That's the Bible.
We'll see. We'll see you June 1st, y'all. Until then, stay in faith, stay focused, and stay motivated. Peace and love, y'all. We out.
Thank you for listening. We would like to bless you with the Soul Ties stimulus package, which includes the detox ebook, message, and exclusive podcast episode. Text Soul Ties, SOULTIES, to 888-756-8681.